watched Connor, Kyle Connor make a move and kind of knew right then that he was on. What's it like?
Right inside the line, right? Like all players, kind of, this is true of everybody, but certainly of him, he plays at a certain rate, a certain cadence. So he makes the move at the line. He has the confidence to do it. And that's all, really, I think young players are looking for in the game. And that set him up, I thought, for the rest of the game. You can play not to make mistakes. That's fine. I mean, we all want to play smart hockey. But those kind of players, your really highly skilled guys, have to have a certain amount of risk in their game. And that maybe I've picked the wrong word. They certainly have to have the confidence to make a play that they see. When they're nervous, there's not as much of that. I think he kind of pushed through it on that play. That was the sense that he was going to go.
Is that what you think it was before, nerves? I mean, this is new for him and a lot of other guys.
Yeah, you know what? Look, he played some great hockey for us in the miniseries. Really did. Right? Mark scored a lot of goals because of it, and Blake was really powerful. It was a good, really good line. They've had periods where they looked a little tight maybe in this series, but the other team gets paid too, right? So, you know, it's a tighter series. So, that's what you're looking for. You want those young guys certainly to help you win, but you want them to play the game that they can play.
When you go into the intermission at 0-0, are you surprised that it suddenly evolves into what it did in the second?
Well, 0-0 games they get tighter and tighter until it breaks, and then when it breaks, you want to make sure that you keep that momentum going. But it's a funny word, and I don't believe in momentum a whole heck of a lot. It has to be. There's nothing permanent in professional sports. You've got to recapture it every shift, and we got a good feeling. And at the end of the day, I'll say the same thing: we started to skate better. Whether it's you're breathing different, you're a little bit more relaxed, you have momentum, whatever it is, our first three strides are better with the puck. We're just a better hockey team. Just have watched it long enough to know it could be good, and in the end, those guys have to do that job. And what we were, the part of our game we didn't like last game was the simplicity of our game. He's a straight line skater. He brings a certain simplicity to that line, and that was pretty much what it was going on.
Did you have to do any coaching with these young guys just to kind of, as they're not getting points or goals, excuse me, on the score sheet, to kind of keep them going?
No.
Say nothing.
No, I don't talk to any of them. They got us 2 or 3 years in the league. It's like that, like Jimmy Rutherford said to me, hey, did Red Fisher talk to you yet? I said, no. He says, that's going to take you 2 or 3 years before you're in the league, and then he'll talk to you. But when he talks to you, you've made it. So I'm holding out on those guys.
While we talk about
probably deserve a better answer or a more honest one, but it is what it is.
You talk about these learning moments through the playoffs because, you know, your team's playoff experience wasn't very deep until this year, and no one knows this team like you, but when you come into a moment like tonight, what's your gut tell you when you get to the rink?
You tell your hockey team what you want from them, and I'm not talking about play hard, skate hard. That's not it. We have a certain way that we play, and that's what you want. There's a certain freedom. It's not casual by any means. It's a hard on the puck game, but it's a bit like Kyle Connor's game. We have to do some things with the puck. We can't be afraid to make mistakes. And that's all you want. You go out there, you win a game, you lose a game. I got one job out here tonight, is to keep all of you from losing your minds on the score, right? I didn't do a very good job last game, so now I got to do a better job tonight. It's not that extreme. So all you want when you come is your team to play with the identity that we all believe it has. This is what we look like. You're going to do that some nights, and you're going to lose. But you want it to look that way. Because if you do that, then you never lose confidence even after a loss. We understand the way we play. This is the way we play. For our team, there's a certain amount of speed that has to be there, and there's a certain amount of what you saw out of Kyle Connor tonight.
So it becomes, you know, they didn't let you play that way last game a little bit. I thought that Nashville maybe controlled the way the game was played. Tonight your team comes out after 20 and you control it. Is there some confidence there in your group that, you know, we're controlling the series now? We're dictating how we play this thing.
So I understand that statement, but I wouldn't have agreed with it. But no coach in the league will, because it will always, for me, be about my team, our team. Please use our instead of my. Our team, how we play. So we would look at that game and say there were things in that game that we did that kept us from looking the way we're supposed to look. And not that we don't give the other team credit. I would remind you that they finished first in the NHL. They're a good hockey team. But we would have looked at it differently than you would.